Well, the busiest part of the year is underway right now in the peanut industry, and that is harvesting this crop. This week, the peanut inspectors moved into their location at each buying point in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. When the peanuts arrive at the buying point, moisture levels are checked first. If the moisture level is not 10.49% or less, the peanuts are placed in semis with dryers attached. The dryers blow air 15 degrees above ambient temperature to allow the peanuts to reach the appropriate moisture level. This process takes up to about 15 hours. After the peanuts are dried, they're cleaned if needed. The peanuts must have 6.49% or less of farm material to be considered clean. Farm materials include such things as sticks, rocks, and sometimes glass. Once the peanuts are clean, they're inspected by the State Federal Inspection Service, either in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida. And finally, the peanuts are shipped to a sheller or transported to a warehouse for storage until they're needed at the shelling plant. But that's what's happening right now as peanuts are coming in from the field into the buying point in which they will be inspected. Corn harvest has just been completed, and one of the hardest farm materials to remove from peanuts is corn. Peanut wagons and trailers used in this corn harvest should be pressure washed, according to the officials, to make certain no corn is inadvertently in the peanuts. That's hard to get out with these electric eyes. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.